Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Go Getter Podcast. It's your girl, the Go Getter in Charge, Annette, the Go Getter Morris, here to help you turn your goals into a plan and your dreams into a reality. You know, here at the Go Getter Podcast, we interview weekly a phenomenal woman. Y'all already know the routine. It's a phenomenal woman doing phenomenal things. So this week, we have the phenomenal Kevinikia Lyons. Hey, Kevinikia.
Good evening. Great evening. Oh, my goodness. I did not expect that introduction. The phenomenal. I'm going to have to raise the bar for this interview. Yes, oh, my goodness. Let me set up straight.
Put it together.
Right. Oh. Should have put on a different top or something.
I know, baby, you good. You looking good. Look, I'm not going to tell you, I saw you get that hair together yesterday. I said, yes, come on with it.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. You allow me to be able to expose my business on your platform. Thank you so much, Annette.
Yeah, you are more than welcome. Tell the people who you are and what you do, and tell them what your business is.
Right. So I am Kevinikia Lyons. I am the owner and CEO of Lyons Love Travel. So I specialize in all things travel. My favorite thing to do is all things romance. I love the honeymoons. I love the destination weddings, the surprise getaway, the engagement, yes. Engagement, and all that stuff. That's my thing. But everything else I can book and I do book as well. So that's my thing. And that's us. Lyons Love Travel.
Awesome. Awesome. So typically each week we talk about, and the premise of this show is about goal getting. Like, how relevant is goal getting to you? Why do you think it's so important? What do you do around the subject matter of goal getting to accomplish your goals?
Well, first of all, I have to say this, Annette. So this is my first ever business. So I've never had a business ever. It's something that was not taught, nor do I have anybody in my family that owns a business. So this was a huge step for me,
right,
to be able to start a business and then start not a brick and mortar. This is a home-based opportunity that I've started. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to me because not only do I have one business, I own two. And so with the travel piece, while I am able to help others travel the world, I also am able to empower others to be able to do the exact same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I love that aspect. Goal setting. So goal setting is going to be key for me. I got to say that there was something new because just like the business, it was extremely new to me. Goal setting was something that took a little bit work for me to do because, you know, you goal set in your personal life, but you really don't think about goal setting in your business life. And since I was a novice. It took a little bit of time. So goal setting, now I have weekly goals, monthly goals, quarterly goals that I've learned from Annette. I had a little bit of knowledge before then, but I got to say that taking some of your classes, just the help that you have been given overall on your social media platform, whether it's in a group setting or individual setting, has been tremendously helpful in my business.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And tell us a little bit about, so let me tell you, for me, traveling is imperative because it really helps me mentally, right? Because we work from home. So you're working at home, you're living at home, everything is at home, right? And so sometimes what happens for me is my brain gets stagnant. Like I literally have to leave here, go out of town somewhere for my creativity to start to flow. Talk about the importance of travel.
So, wow. I don't think that I knew travel was how important it was until the pandemic. I got to be completely honest with you because it was something that I was doing already. And so I would always look forward to going somewhere. And I never, of course, I would go, Miami here and there, but different places to be able to explore and learn about the different cultures across the world. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I promise you there's more than just New Orleans. I promise.
What? What? Okay. Thank you. Please tell them there's more to the world than local. Yes.
Guys, there are so many beautiful places across God's green earth because he did create for us to go ahead and visit and share and spread his love and just look at the beautiful creation that God has made for us. But no, a peace of mind. Oh my goodness. Now I can meditate all day, But mm-hmm. listen, on the beach,
mm-hmm. it's something different. Yes. With the water and the yes. wind, and it's just, it's mm. something different. Absolutely.
It almost feels like your worries have been washed away.
Yes.
And it allows you to reset mentally, physically, and spiritually. I would highly recommend, even if you have to start, because we do specialize in payment plans, even if you have to do something small, mm-hmm. I also coach on how to start a little savings account for your mm-hmm. Vacation. Travels, if yeah. you need help with that, guys, look, we've been doing payment plans for a very long time. It is okay mm-hmm. if you want to do a bank-wise or in a penny drawer-wise, I can help you with those things. Right. Realistically, we all need to be venturing out and getting in new places, meeting new people, and networking, and getting in new spaces.
Absolutely, absolutely. And y'all, let me just say y'all something. We were supposed to be going to Paris next week. We were bringing the girls because both are, me and my friend, both of our daughters are Aquarius, so this is their season. So we were going on a shopping trip to Paris, and Kevinikia had them plan the whole trip for us. Every day was something, some type of adventure, some type of activity or whatever. So we had activities from the day one when we got there to the day that we were flying out. So she had the whole thing mapped out, wine and cheese. We was like, baby, we about to be bougie out here. We yes. was about to have a good time, and unfortunately, Paris decided they don't want any travelers out there due to COVID, so we were terribly disappointed. But guess what? She has it on reserve, waiting for them to reopen to notify us to say, being they reopened, yes. and y'all can get up on out there.
Day one, you, I'm going to hear from me. Let's go.
Right.
Look at your calendar. What you got open?
Yes. Mr. Q, let's go. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And tell us, are people still, because again, during COVID, you know, initially, like, we were on a worldwide timeout, right? Yeah. Yep. Everybody had to quarantine, stay in the house, stay in place, because nobody, like the medical officials, nobody knew what it was, how it was going to impact people. Nobody knew anything. So everything was just like shut down.
Yeah.
So in talks with, like, I brought my son to his pediatrician in September, because originally I was having him doing school remotely, digital school or whatever. Yeah. And he was struggling with that because he's a social person, right? Mm-hmm. So his grades really were not good. He was struggling. Mm-hmm. And so when I talked to his pediatrician, she was like, girl, let that child go back to school. She was like, just make sure he has his mask and his. And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, I can't wait for COVID to be over. And she was like, COVID is never going to be over. She was like, COVID is here to stay with us forever. She said, it's going to be like the flu. She said, but it is never going away, right? So she was like, you know, just resume life as is, but, you know, with caution or whatever, making sure you have your mask and all this other stuff or whatever. Are you noticing like an increase in people traveling now in spite of COVID?
I'm going to be honest with you. My business has never stopped. My business that has never stopped. The pandemic actually brought on a lot of love because I've been getting a lot of requests.
Okay.
I know your face is like, wait, what?
What?
People have been together for years, and they find like, you know what? This pandemic ain't playing. Let me go right. ahead and get on the one knee. And right. people have been reaching out to me for surprise proposals, engagements, and all sorts of surprises. But no, my business has not stopped at all. I would say at the beginning, because I was actually in March, I went to Hawaii. Now, mind you, I was scared out of my mind because I was just like, you can't see, you can't, it's like, it's right. invisible, you know? But right. we got on an airplane. It was just like this harmonious, everybody was spraying down each other and wiping on each other's seats. And we were just like, okay, I wipe your seat, you wipe my seat. And it was just right. like, almost like we all came together for like, so we're going to get to Hawaii, but let's make sure we get there safe. But it wasn't right. in a verbal exchange. It was just like, you understood that right. we were trying to get somewhere together and we worked together.
Right.
It was
right.
so, the synergy was so weird, but I appreciate it because it kept my anxiety down. Mm-hmm. By day three in Hawaii, everything did start to shut down. Businesses okay. were starting to shut down. And by the time we made it back to LA, it was like, okay, guys, people who were stopping in LA to go mm-hmm. to Hawaii, they had to mm-hmm. go back to wherever they had came from.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Because yep. they had to shut everything down.
Yep. They were starting to shut it down. Yep. But Jamaica, okay. in fact, was actually one of the places that shut down from day one.
Yeah, they did. They did.
And they were also one of the people, the places that reopened so quickly because they were like, nope, shut it down. Mm-hmm. They shut it down day one. So,
yeah.
But as far as the CDC, so I follow, that's one of my great sources, obviously, that mm-hmm. I follow. So right now, I do have a couple that is in Jamaica right now. So what they're having to do, they're having to take a COVID test. And mm-hmm. have the negative results mm-hmm. 3 days before they fly yeah. out, and they have to mm-hmm. present that to the airline. 3 days before they go back to the States, they have to take another test. Now, mind you, the resort that they're staying at does provide it at no cost. Mm-hmm. The resort has gotten a lot smarter. They're like, listen, tourism is this is our life.
It is.
So we cannot allow this, you know, pandemic or what's going mm-hmm. on right now to stop it. And so mm-hmm. the resort is like, I think it's until March 31st. Mm-hmm. they're allowing most, not all of them. You have to check with your travel advisor or the resort that you're going to mm-hmm. find out what resorts are actually allowing or giving away those tests for free. But mm-hmm. it just so happened the one that I sent my guests to, they are getting it for free, free of charge, and no other issues or concerns. So they're good. Okay. They have double up their masks and mm-hmm. everything else, but that's it.
Yeah, because I went to Jamaica in October for a conference.
And how was that experience?
It was really, really good. So the reason why she did it in Jamaica is because Jamaica has those protocols. So like if we were to do it anywhere in the States, in the United States, they wouldn't make us get a COVID test to fly into the state. But we have to have a COVID negative test to fly to Jamaica. So she was like, this is the safest place on earth to host a conference. And she was right. And so like you said, we have to have the COVID negative test prior to that, because we had two people that were in the group that actually tested positive. They could not come. So she was like, if we had been in Vegas or in the United States, they would have came to the conference and had everybody else sick, you know, that type of stuff. She said, so that's why I did it out here in Jamaica. So she did, we did the test a couple of days before or whatever. You couldn't even like check into the airline, you know, like you check in the day before, mm-hmm. you could not check in because you had to show those results at the counter. So you couldn't check in until you got to the airport. So Jamaica really like, they are really on it, right? So even like when you get into Jamaica, they sanitize and everything, or they constantly like cleaning the tables and chairs mm-hmm. and just everything. They want to see your negative test, even though like you've gotten there from the United States yeah. and they know you have to have negative test results mm-hmm. right there when you land in there. You have to show those negative test results again before you can even get beyond the airport into the country. So they are very serious about that. Now they weren't doing the COVID test at the resort for us to come back in. But we were, the mastermind group was supposed to be going to have a retreat in Vegas in February. Okay. And she called us earlier this month and was like, well, now they have all of these extra protocols. So, you know, we don't want to be responsible in case somebody gets there and they have COVID and they test and they can't come back home. Then you stuck in Jamaica for like another 14 days or whatever. She was like, and we really just don't want to take on that liability or have people stuck in Jamaica. So she was like, we're not going to do it in Jamaica or whatever. So girl, travel is something now, but I really still think it's a mandatory component to anybody's life, especially like to your mental well-being. Yes, I think it should be on your goal. Like it's on my vision board. I told you like vacation, and I had my 3 countries and the 2 cities that I need to go to this year.
So, is that a goal vision board?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Go.
Okay.
The whole thing
goes. I thought it was a glare or something. That is
no,
nice.
It's gold.
Okay. I love it.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's definitely important. So I thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Thank you.
And just taking time, you know, to tell us about the importance of travel, telling us about your business. I also would like you to tell the listeners how they can stay in touch with you, how they can connect with you, because I'm sure that there are some other people that realize that they need to get out and get somewhere and you can help them to get there.
Absolutely. I am on all social media platforms at Lions Love Travel. Instagram, Facebook, we even have a Pinterest. We're getting set up with Black Pinterest as well.
There's a Black Pinterest?
Yes, there's a Black.
Yes. Well, girl, you're telling me something I didn't even know that.
Yes, there is a
Christ, okay.
Black Pinterest.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Black Pinterest. Look them up.
All right, look good. Right, exactly. So y'all make sure y'all stay in touch with Kevinikia. Y'all follow her. Yes. Make your travel arrangements. Have her to do, because I'm telling you, she's going to have you a laid out trip. I can't wait till we can resume this trip to Paris, because child, it's going to be everything. You hear me? And I see everything. But okay. I am going to be in touch with you myself, because I need to plan this trip to Dubai before the end of, before December 31st, 2021. I got to be in Dubai and back home.
Because it's on that vision board.
It's on this vision board, so I gotta get done.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Y'all, yes. Thank y'all so much for tuning in this week. You know, bye, we're gonna be back to you same time, same place next week. So until then, you all have a wonderful week. Love you guys and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.